Yeah, you went to a wedding.
Oh my god, I
you
did. Know,
you had to have something funny from that. Weddings are hilariously gay.
Dude, I actually, I got a couple, like, are you all rights? Because I sat there. Like,
weddings were, are so this was fucking awful.
This was like, I guess non-denominational would be the word, where it was like secular. It was a secular wedding.
No, I don't know where, if I like that.
There were, dude, and I'm like,
Catholic or bust.
Dude, you gotta throw that shit in there, because it's like, otherwise,
otherwise it's weird and fucking, dude, it's real weird.
It was this lady with short hair, like short combed over Jamie Lee Curtis hair.
Oh my god, they had a lady preacher? There.
Of course, dude. And then,
whose fucking wedding was this?
It was Britney's friends, my girlfriend's friends.
Oh shit, and it was sorry. This, no, I thought it was on your side. I was like, that dude, seems weird.
No, bro.
And then, so then like, no way. So then they had,
I was gonna say, that seems unlikely.
Nah, dude. And then they had like, oh my god, what happened? So then, like, so everyone, so instead of using the Bible,
they had a non-denominational fucking, they had a fucking
outdoor non-denominational, they had
a
wedding. Fucking
lady with a MAGA haircut.
Yeah, basically.
She had a fucking white nation fucking haircut.
It was like a lady with a haircut that I got from about first to 12th grade. Just standing up there and being like, it's very important in a relationship.
Love.
To
is powerful.
Like the author once said, and she would like name some shitty thing, and then like some girl got up and like read a Bob Marley song lyric.
It's then, like, as Shel Silverstein always said.
Dude, yeah, and it was just that for it just went on.
Here's
and on.
My favorite poem by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, like, dude,
just fucking read Psalms. Dude. Get the fuck out of here.
And then like, so it was like, it was like, all, you know how like, the, I'm like, hey, I know you know this, but there's like a certain mentality, and I swear by this, and you know, if you're in an office your whole life, maybe you don't notice this, but if you spend your from like 21 to 30 in a corporate office, it morphs your mind. So I'm listening to this guy's giving a speech, and he's like, you know, just doing this crazy stuff, like trying crazy fusion restaurants, and I'm sitting here like, what the fuck?
Oh, so the best man's speech.
Oh, that was no.
Is that what you're
this,
saying?
This was the groom.
Who was that? The fucking.
This was the groom saying this.
What was so he saying?
And everyone's
and
like,
when?
Everyone's like, oh.
When did he say it?
This is like during his like vows, and he was, you know, the
in
guy,
his vows he was talking about fusion restaurants.
Yeah,
dude, I'm so excited.
They read each other letters. Basically.
They're gonna. This is an Instagram wedding.
Yeah,
that's what this is for.
Yeah,
and then maybe they'll have a kid.
If they,
yeah, and then, like we were talking earlier, party time's over, dude.
Yep.
Instagram and you being cool and doing fusion bullshit and doing CrossFit, it's all over.
It's gone, dude.
Now it's time to stop being cool. You had a window of 3 years that you were cool in your life.
Yep.
Because you sucked in high school, you sucked in college,
uh-huh.
And then you found out about fucking young professional happy hours. And CrossFit
and
kickball league and fucking craft beers, and you were cool for fucking 3 years.
You got pussy for a little bit,
and then you got fucking, and then you knocked some chick up, and next thing you know, some fat dyke is reading your fucking vows. She's reading fucking where the sidewalk ends for your fucking marriage vows, and the fucking light beer commercial is over, dude. Now all of a sudden, it's a fucking horrible commercial where you're raising kids and
people stop tossing you ice cold Bud Lights, dude. And you're catching them at the game like,
next
well,
thing
it's funny because he's like the nicest dude in the world.
I'm sure he's
but
nice.
It was so funny to
he was
see
a nerd
that
his whole life.
Exactly.
Yeah, he better be nice.
He was, but like I'm watching this and I'm trying to like not have a shitty face on, and I like the whole time, man. She'd tap me like, what's the matter with you? And I'm like, I'm fine. And I'd look at it and I'd be like, God, this is
disgusting.
Fucking horrible.
It's crazy.
Horrible. And then the best, his brother gave the best man speech. Dude, so now we've moved into like, we're in like some barn now. So this guy, it's like,
barn
it's like,
with fucking Christmas lights. Did they have Christmas lights?
Of course.
Of course.
And guess where all the food came from?
Vegan, rustic.
Food
no,
trucks.
Food trucks?
Yeah, food trucks, dude. Food trucks pulled up. It's ultimate.
I'm surprised
dude.
They didn't play fucking kickball right there.
I mean,
I can't believe they
I'm
didn't
surprised
play
we didn't get hit by like a co-ed kickball.
There wasn't a fucking synchronized dance, was there?
Because
that's the topping.
No,
of the
no,
cliche.
No. They didn't
do that. That's the
but
fucking.
Only because the guy was so like this dude was so white that would have been like he did a mother son dance and he just kind of stood there. He like didn't
the
even
mother son
dance
must be the most awkward thing on earth.
Yeah. Well, the mother-son dance, it is kind of awkward.
I would never.
Well, you just do a slow dance.
I might fucking cut that one out.
You have to, dude. You got to do a slow
dance.
Nah. Dude, oh, sorry. This dude's. So
hopefully
his...
my mom dies before I get married.
You got to dance with someone, then.
Nah, dude, I'll fucking...
Mm-hmm.
I'll just lay on the ground.
To think...
I'll just lay in the middle of the dance floor.
You can do a long moment of silence.
I'll do an interpretive dance. I'll be like, this song represents my mother's
do like a Japanese
love for me.
Do like a, with like masks and stuff yeah. and fucking dance around.
To fucking life is a highway. I wanna ride it.
Dude, this guy gives a speech, the best man. It looks exactly like the groom, but it's his jacked brother. The groom wouldn't
jacked as fuck.
He doesn't drink. So his brother was like a, where was this guy? They're from like Ohio. Everyone at this fucking wedding was from like the middle of the country. So the brother had an idea. He was like watching an open micer. He had an idea. He had like 5 pages written out that he's holding mm-hmm. on to. He's like, let you guys know, had a couple cold ones before this. So, dude, literally, he's
couple
yeah,
of
everyone's
fucking
like,
booze
yeah.
from the cool table.
Yep. And he's like, let you know if, you know, if this thing goes off the tracks, my fault and like whatever, dude, like, my bad.
The CrossFit table wooed hard as fuck at that.
They were so excited. There was people who were just like, giving it to him, so excited. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
Of course, of course.
And then, so he goes up there and I could tell that the whole joke of his set was that he had to paint himself as like a diehard car, like a gearhead. And then his brother didn't know anything about cars and like make fun of his brother for not knowing about cars. So then he'd be like, yeah, you know, he had an old, what was it? 92 Camry. and he realized his thing wasn't working. He started letting these like, it was literally a structured nervous breakdown. And it went on for 5 minutes. And he was just like, and then he's got his life together. I don't, he's kind of together now. Who would have thought that he'd get married
exactly.
before me?
That's not who would have thought he would get married before me, but the stock line for a best man speech is like, he was a mess until he met you. You saved him. He's so lucky to have you in his life.
That is the stock. He didn't do that.
That's what you got to go
with. His whole thing was like, he was always together. Then one day I just kind of noticed him becoming a man while I never did. And it was just sad and like,
whoa.
Then he'd be like, yeah, but he doesn't know anything about cars. And he'd do these weird noises, dude. And I would sit there every time. And the dude next to me actually started grabbing my arm, like, dude, stop. Because I was sitting there like,
oh.
He was laughing too, but he was like, dude, you got to let this go.
Jesus.
They started making fun of me. They're like, all right, pro. And I'm like, dude, I know what he's doing right now. And it's
buried them,
hurting
dude.
Me, dude.
How about any sick intros when they announced that?
They didn't even do any of that.
They didn't
there
do
was
that?
no bridesmen, no groomsmen.
I was at a wedding recently, and they didn't do shitty intros. And Kyle, my former roommate,
yeah,
he did really well. He did the best man speech.
He did a good
one? It was
one?
Good. It was heartfelt.
Nice.
I even told him, I was like, dude, a lot of those are fucking the corniest, shittiest things on earth, and yours was good, man. He had a good one.
You cannot have a more rapt audience than fucking at that wedding. So if you go up and bomb at a wedding,
although I'm 0-1, they handed me the mic at my
too
sister's.
Real.
It
yours
was on those.
Was too real,
I was
dude.
Like, all these fucking Egyptians out here, fucking, and everyone was like, "Whoa, dude."
Yours was too real, dude. It fucked them
up.
Yeah,
I made fun of them for being Coptic Christians. I was like, you gotta fucking stop going to weird church and wearing capes and shit.
Those entrances would honestly, like, that's something that would deter me from getting married.
Entrances to a wedding party?
Yeah. Coming down and being like, woo, I think I did it at mine. I can't
remember.
I literally can't
to.
Remember. I think I definitely probably did it.
I refused at my sister's.
What'd you do? Just walk in?
I just walked out with my niece. I let her fucking dance around. I was like,
good
I'm just
move.
Walking out. There's no way I'm
you
fucking dancing. I slapped her around. I actually gave her the rock bottom.
It'd be funny if you said that and then you watched the video and you're sitting there like,
oh my God, I would never do that. I mean, I would. A few years ago, I would have.
What, grind on your niece?
No, I would. No. Matt.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Matt. Come out and be like, woo.
Yeah, a few years ago, before I started doing stand-up.
It's funny watching people.
It's true that stand-up really ruins that aspect.
Yeah.
Like, this is as fucking corny as it gets. This is the equivalent of a stand-up best man speech. But you get cynical and you get fucking, you can see what people are doing and why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, the entrances to weddings are, like, the saddest.
Yeah, I wonder, though, if you never did stand-up, if you would have still noticed that. That's where I think an ice cold, like a fucking just gallons of Pilsners, dude, drown that. I think everyone has that, but they just drowned it with Miller Lite. Like, they're standing there like, God, this is so depressing and sad. And they just fucking hit a couple more MLs, dude. And you're like, woo.
Do a couple burpees across
the... I'm gonna do the moonwalk. Yeah.
I also don't dance.
True.
I need I need to be blacked out, and then I'll fucking start fucking around. You're like a good dancer. A real dance, I can't do.
I need to be pretty drunk.
Yeah, honestly. I need to be drunk and like know that it's funny.
Yeah, I have a tough time.
I can't.
I had a sober dance at that wedding in a barn, and there was like, it was just the husband. I mean, I was like, I don't give a fuck, but it was to a band, which I'm a DJ dance man. I need dude. When I dance with a band, I just feel like a weird old white lady. I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like a weirdo. And then, so I did that. And then, like, the bride and groom were up there alone. And if you have a wedding, that sucks. If you're a bride and groom, you're the only ones dancing. So I pitied them. So I got up.
Sad.
It was sad. So I got up in pity and forced myself to dance like a dickhead. And then they just left. So then it was just me and Brittany. And then, like, some fucking dude came up, thank God, with a shaved head. So he started dancing. They got off.
That was, it's funny you brought up the band, because the wedding I was at, they had a band, like a really good band.
Yeah.
But it was like they were all like young, hot singers.
Really?
I swear to God, they were like Mouseketeers, dude. They had like a Disney.
Interesting.
Fucking high school musical.
Oh, you're talking about like that.
Band. Like they were good as fuck, but no one was like, everyone was like, all right, take it down. They were like, come on, guys. And they would sing like Bruno Mars.
Holy shit.
Be some white guy in like a vest, like, this ain't no I was just standing there like, dude, this guy's a faggot.
Did I ever tell you when I tried to be a wedding DJ?
No.
Yeah, I trained to be a wedding DJ.
What would you play, fucking Sabbath?
No. I was all about it. I'm like, dude, I'm going to make so much money.
You can make a ton of money. All you have to do is press play on your fucking...
I know. And then, and you got to announce and be like, give it up for coming down the aisle.
Easy.
Dude, I was like, I'm going to fucking kill it. I'm going to make so much money. I went through like training and everything. I went to my first wedding. I had to shadow a DJ. And I sat there and I was like, I'm going to fucking drive off a bridge, dude. I can't do it. I couldn't. You can make fucking, a grand a week doing that shit. And I just was like, I'll fucking kill myself.
It'd be sick if you killed yourself at a wedding.
Dude, if I had like my rented like purple vest and like I'd have like a dangling cross earring.
Definitely have an earring.
Just be like, fuck this.
If you were just like, give it up for me. He was about to fucking blow his brain. And you just if you just hit play on fucking cut my life into pieces. You just blew your brains out on the dance floor in some fucking shitty barn with Christmas lights.
I do it right as
it
she went.
It was so rustic.
Right as she went down the aisle, dude. I'd be like,
you would have to do it themed. Like if it was at a barn, you would have to get like a rusty saw and cut your own, cut your throat.